All you need to know about carpenter ants. When we hear about carpenter ants, we often wonder about their impact on our home or if they are dangerous to our family's health. However, many interesting details about this arthropod can be useful to us, either to keep them away from our house or if you are interested in studying carpenter ants. Whatever the reason you have decided to study them, we should first know carpenter ants have this characteristic name due to their affinity for chewing through the wood to form their nests. But something curious is that they do not feed on wood. This causes some people to confuse them with termites, however, these are no different from other types of ants that enjoy sweet foods and meat from other animals, such as insects or carrion. As far as their location is concerned, carpenter ants are known to inhabit tree trunks and heavily wooded areas. But even though these areas are their favorites, they are open to more than being interested in other structures, such as old buildings, wooden doors, roofs, or house attics. Chestnut carpenter ant morphology and identification. At first glance, this ant genus can be distinguished from others thanks to its thoracic area, which normally has a convex arch shape. Between the thorax and the abdomen is a section known as the petiole. It has a single known node. In addition, we can also identify a tiny waist. The antennal area tends to bend away from the posterior edge of the clypeo. Like most of the Formicidae family members, these ants are made up of queens, king ants, workers, and larvae. In the specific case of the workers, their actual size is relatively large, with intense black color, but not limited to this since some specimens are known to have brown, reddish, or even golden tints. Speaking of their physical form, the workers have a large head and a small thoracic area. In the case of ants whose objective is reproduction, these are only located in black. We refer to male and female ants. In their physiognomy, winged ants, female, have a small head and a much larger thoracic area. In the case of winged ants, they have transparent or brown forward wings and detach very easily. Finally, carpenter ants' eggs have a light cream color and are characterized by being oval. Carpenter ant babies, larvae, do not have appendages or legs and can be mistaken for worms. As they enter the pupal stage, they take on the appearance of silky toasted coconut. What does carpenter ant look like? Description. Carpenter ants are difficult to detect as they are polymorphic. This means that worker ants can be of different sizes, creating confusion with other types of ants. In queen carpenter ants, a colony commonly has a single wingless queen. When the colony reached a high degree of maturity, we can finally see the first winged females and males, around the first 2 years of its foundation. Carpenter worker ants are black, dark brown, red, black, yellow, or red, measuring 3.4 to 13 millimeters. Black carpenter ants possess dark brown and black uniform colors, whereas red and black carpenter ants possess dark brown and black bodies with reddish-brown thorax. There are numerous species of carpenter ants in the United States, so size and color are only sometimes reliable identification properties. Carpenter ants are distinguished from other species by the rounded profile of their thorax, the heart-shaped head, and the circle of hairs around the ear. These identifying properties are best seen under magnification. Queen carpenter ants and breeding males have four wings larger than hind wings. These wings are transparent or light brown. Winged carpenter ants appear in spring or fall. After fertilizing the females, they make a nest to form a colony. Carpenter ants' eggs are oval in shape and cream in color. Carpenter ant larvae do not have legs. Throughout the pupal stage, they develop into adult ants.